Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
So I've been under a rock. Did anything cool happen over the past couple of days?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll get a pretty cool opportunity to talk to somebody.
What?
It's kind of a big deal. Oh. Shout out to Most Underrated 92. This is his first time watching the New Age Insiders. Well, we hope you enjoy. Yeah. Matt King is so damn excited for the show tonight, and so are we.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little fun little thing happened on the way to the studio.
So, yeah, well, because the thing that I was doing was very, very cool and very important. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's kind of not set in stone, but kind of a big deal.
Okay.
But it seems like something might have happened around here.
Yeah. A funny thing happened on the way to the studio is we were able to catch up with somebody that we've been trying to talk to for a long time. And not in like a weird way, but just because, you know, we're from New England. We're from Boston. And if you're from the New England wrestling scene, you know that Kofi Kingston used to be a really big part of it, and in a way still is, because, you know, Kofi, there's the legend of Kofi Kingston rings true around here, and he's still, honest to God, one of the best active performers in the business. Anywhere, any company in the world, that's not pandering. I mean, look what he did on Tuesday. Look what that guy was able to go out there and do. Work for an hour at an incredibly high level. Basically, the internet is buzzing about him. And as you know, the New Age Insiders have been partnering and working with, or some sort of affiliate. We've never had a title with Chaotic Wrestling for about 4 years now. And so it's incredible to be able to, you know, talk to some of their more famous alum. And we have a event coming up with Chaotic Wrestling as part of the biggest weekend we put on every year. And it really is the biggest weekend we've ever put on, period. Coming up WrestleMania weekend, April 6th, Saturday, April 6th is Chaos. For a cause, Chaotic Wrestling presents the event as it is a live wrestling show. There are a ton of independent events out there, and we know that fans are kind of just craving something to do WrestleMania weekend, and you're going to hear from Kofi Kingston himself as to why Chaotic Wrestling is the best choice you can make to add to your WrestleMania weekend. We will be a presenting sponsor. We will see you guys there. It is a New Age Insiders Chaotic Wrestling production. We are thrilled to be putting it on again. That is Saturday, April 6th. Chaos for a cause. The proceeds, we're making a gigantic donation to Connor's Cure. The bigger donation can come from you guys as well. We, on our website on newageinsiders.com/tailgate, is not only where you can find information about how to get a ticket to the tailgate party, where you can get information about how you can get to Chaos for a Cause, the Chaotic Wrestling live event, but is also just how to make a donation to Connor's Cure. Because if you can't go out there, if you're not going to New York and New Jersey, we really do mean it that we want to fight pediatric cancer together. And there are ways for you to donate and be part of the weekend, even if you can't journey out. But again, Chaos for a Cause is coming up Saturday, April 6th. Kofi Kingston came from Chaotic Wrestling, as did Sasha Banks, as did Dominik Dijakovic, as did Warbeard Hansen, as did Tommaso Ciampa, as some of the biggest names in wrestling right now. And we are thrilled to be putting on a, you know, help put on a wrestling show, WrestleMania weekend, as part of NAI Mania, which we hope by now really is the standard for wrestling fan experiences when it comes to the biggest weekend in sports entertainment. So we're super excited. And yeah, Kofi Kingston decided he, you know, he's a great guy, really terrific person. And he was down to help because he heard Connor's Cure. He heard Chaotic Wrestling. He heard the New Age Insiders were going to be helping out Connor's Cure and Chaotic Wrestling. And Kofi Kingston wanted to be part of making sure that more eyes and ears than ever get a chance to hear about these events, get to hear about the Tailgate Sunday as well. Obviously, we're just trying to raise a lot of money for Connor's Cure. There's a big goal, and we're going to try to help the Mania Club hit it. Shout out to Gary and Ashante for just the incredible work that they're doing out there with the Mania Club. And really, without any further ado, because we know why you're listening live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, talking about Becky Lynch, talking about WrestleMania, talking about all sorts of incredible things, including AEW. Without any further ado, Kofi Kingston joins the New Age Insiders.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is most certainly a new day in the new age. By the time he's done with this phone call, I really want to get our guest to say N-A-I. N-A-I. If he could do that, that would just make my day.
That would
make
most this certainly rock.
Whole thing complete. Now, the New Age Insiders have a long history of kind of bringing you guests and stars on the verge of superstar greatness, whether it be Dominik Dijakovic or Warbeard Hansen. We've had Tommaso Ciampa on before. He kind of exploded onto the scene. So this is one of our favorite things to do. Like, you know, in August, we got to talk to the Intercontinental Champion in Dolph Ziggler. And now we get to talk to somebody who is not just an established star, but somebody who legitimately is on his way to being a future WWE Hall of Famer and one of the most popular parts, not just of SmackDown Live, but of WWE as a whole. This is a long time coming. We've tried to hunt you down for a long time, and the New Age Insiders are thrilled to be talking to Kofi Kingston. Thank you so much for taking the time to give us a shout. It is a thrill to talk to you.
Yeah, what's up, guy? I don't know how I feel about being hunted, but you know, I'm glad to be here, man. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we've worked for Chaotic Wrestling for 4 years now, and so it's just like, yeah, everybody knows Kofi, and it's like, oh, awesome. Can we talk to him? And it's just like, yeah, we'll see if we can help you out eventually. And 4 years later, here we are. And, but you have been super terrific, and as soon as
here
we got patched through, yeah, exactly. Kofi, I'm just going to jump right into it because the New Day really are one of our favorite parts of WWE, one of the fans' parts of favorite parts of WWE. You guys are incredible. You're still getting gigantic ovations. Your shirts are everywhere, and they're amazing. But I just kind of want to know how this whole thing started because the roots of the New Day really were sort of more vague. You guys had white t-shirts. You had some sort of a choir. You were very positive, which is the route that you've taken and kind of ran with. But how did we get here to unicorns and pancakes? How did we get from point A to point B? And how did the New Day really kind of become what we see today?
You know what? It's been more of a point A to a point like C. You know what I mean? There's been a whole lot in between. So initially, when the New Day was forming, Xavier and Big E actually came to me. And they had the idea of, you know, putting a faction together of guys who weren't really satisfied with their positions in the company. And they wanted to find like a third person. So they ended up approaching me about it. And at the time, like in an effort to, you know, come together and be greater. So they approached me and they told me the idea. And I was 100% down with it because at that point I was, you know, I was a guy who was going to come out and have a great match and probably end up losing. But, you know, so I needed a jump start or a change in my career. I was getting bored. I bet a lot of the people were getting bored with what I was doing in the ring. So I was 100% behind this. And then what ensued after that was kind of like this back and forth with Vince McMahon, probably for a period of about 5 to 6 months. And we would pitch him an idea. And then he would say, oh, you know, it sounds okay, but maybe try it this way. And then we'd go back with a different idea. And, you know, we went back and forth for like 6 months. And finally, when he had, you know, decided what it was he wanted us to do, he said that he wanted us to be preachers of positivity. At the time, like Big E was doing a almost like a preacher gimmick, where he would come out and you know, rile people up and, you know, motivate people using like a Southern Baptist preacher tone. He wanted us to kind of be that as a group. So we went up to him and we were like, you know, anything you give us, we're going to make it work because of the chemistry that we have. And he, I feel like I said this on a lot of interviews, but he definitely put us to the test by giving us this, you know, this like religious and positive gimmick. It was something that like we knew that people weren't going to like, because nobody wants to come to a show to be preached at. You know, I mean, look at Daniel Bryan right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
sure.
that was, you know, and Vince thought it was going to be like a popular and positive thing people were going to embrace. So we just went out and we did it like as hard as we could, man. And, you know, people before long were chanting New Day sucks throughout the whole arena. And that was great for us because we wanted to be bad guys, you know? So anytime you can get the crowd to react is a good thing, whether it be a positive reaction or a negative reaction, as long as they're like embracing you in a strong way, then that's really all that counts. And they were definitely like angry that we're out there, you know? And then I think what happened over time was that we became so entertaining as bad guys that people began to embrace us. And I always say that it's like, you know, it's kind of funny that like the only thing that we ever did was come out and tell people to be better and be positive and, you know, be the best versions of themselves. And they booed us out of the building. And then we started like cheating and everything. Then they started cheering us. So it's like a reflection of our society today, you know, and how jaded we can be. But nonetheless, you know, they got behind us and we just started doing things that were entertaining to us. Like the unicorn horn thing was, I believe it was a Halloween episode, and we came out wearing these like makeshift unicorn horns on our heads. And then all of a sudden the merch people came up to us and they wanted to sell them. So then we started wearing unicorn horns, and you know, we claimed to be the unicorns of WWE, bringing magic back to WWE. And then we were like, you know, let's try to bring ice cream back, you know, and you know, that didn't work out so well, you know, but we just entertaining to us. And I think that's what people like to see. You know, they see us having a good time and they want to be a part of it. So, yeah, real fortunate to be a part of the New Day.
You know, it's cool because we get to have fun with our friends, you know, and this is work. You know what I mean? So sure. I'm definitely in a fortunate position to be able to work with my friends and have a good time.
Yeah, because I think you guys had a very similar kind of turn with the crowd like Too Cool did about 20 years ago, where if you remember, Too Cool came out and they were supposed to be bad guys. They were supposed to get a bunch of heat. You were supposed to hate them. You were supposed to think they were just like too silly. And then they got this very organic turn because the crowd was like, I'm happy these guys are here. I like the worm. I'm having fun. And they became one of the more popular tag teams of their era. And I think that you guys are not too cool, but you turned the crowd because it was just like, look, I'm happy to see all three of these guys. They're having a good time. I'm having a good time. The matches are awesome. They're funny. They're different. And so I just think the crowd was bound to fall in love with you. And it really doesn't surprise me that you've become just as popular as you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. It's one of the things about WWE is that like the WWE universe has all the power, you know. So when we were supposed to come out, we were supposed to be good. They rejected us, you know. Then we were supposed to be bad, and then they embraced us. So it's always cool. That's what differentiates us from any other form of entertainment, is that, you know, we listen to the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And the crowd definitely has power. So I feel like people, they appreciate that. You know what I mean? They appreciate being able to pay their hard-earned money to go to a show and then have their voices heard, you know? So, yeah, it's definitely cool.
Sure. And you guys really are one of, if not the most fun parts of every show that you're on. And the fun really shows when you're out there, and none more so than when you were the hosts of WrestleMania in Orlando. I believe it was WrestleMania 33 that you guys were the hosts of. And it looked like you were having fun the whole night, don't get me wrong. But particularly when you got to be part of the moment when the Hardy Boys returned to WWE after being gone for so many years, and we were actually live. We were in attendance at WrestleMania that year. So the energy in that building was incredible. You guys seemed like you were having a blast. So what was it like to host a WrestleMania in general? And then specifically, what was it like to be part of that moment and that energy and that electricity that really only WrestleMania can provide?
Well, the crazy thing about it, too, is so when you talk about, like, people who have hosted or WrestleMania and active wrestlers who have hosted, you know, it's been, what, John Cena, The Rock, and us. You know what I'm saying? So to even put our names in that hat is amazing, you know? So definitely an awesome experience, like one that you don't, when you're a kid, you don't think that, you don't even, like, dream about that, because it's like it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't even think to say, oh well, one day I want to get to WWE and I want to host a WrestleMania. That's my goal. You don't even set that goal because it's like so far out of the box that, you know, it shouldn't happen, and it did for us. So the energy was wild, especially with the Hardys coming out. Like, we didn't know about that until midway through the day. So, you know, we're trying to figure out like what to say throughout the whole entire show. And then all of a sudden we're hit with this and it's like, oh, the Hardys are going to be here. And like knowing information that thousands of people had no idea was going to happen, it just gave you like the jitters, you know what I'm saying? It was really exciting to know how like how much people were going to react based on the information that we were going to deliver. So yeah, it was just awesome. And then you can tell like when they come out there, there's a video clip of them coming out and us dancing like Jeff. Like it's a very real moment. Like the excitement was so real, and to feel that energy, like you were saying, it was just unparalleled. So yeah, definitely fortunate to have been in that position for sure.
Yeah, it looked like you guys were having fun. And I think that's a gigantic part of your appeal, whether it be you specifically or just you guys as a group, where it's just the appeal, which is the fun factor. I don't think anybody's out there having a better time. You know, when you're on commentary, it just sounds like you're having a blast out there and just talking with your friends. And I just don't think you can kind of put a price tag on that sort of genuine spirit. You know what I mean? I think fans just always, sure, always gravitate to people they really do feel are having a good time. Kobe, yeah. Speaking of WrestleMania, which is coming up around the corner, and it's obviously the biggest event in sports entertainment. It's one of the biggest events in entertainment, period. It truly is. And there's a lot of progress that's been made in the WWE because, you know, you talked about how when you were a kid, the idea of hosting WrestleMania seemed like potentially an unreachable star. But you guys got there because you're talented and because you're good enough. And it seems like in the WWE, there was also an unreachable star that we're getting closer and closer to actually attaining, which is a all-women's main event to WrestleMania that not only seems like it could happen, but a lot of fans are actively rooting for it to happen and want it to happen. Just talk about what it's like to be a part of WWE, where the landscape is changing, where women are getting more opportunities than ever, becoming genuine stars, and it really just kind of feels like a whole new world when it comes to the women's division in that company right now.
Yeah, it is a very, very special time for a lot of reasons. And before getting into the women, I mean, let's talk about the fact of guys in WWE who you never thought were going to be here, right? Like, you never thought you'd see Kevin Owens in a WWE ring. You never thought you'd see AJ Styles. You never thought you'd see Shinsuke Nakamura. You know what I mean? You never thought you'd see so many of these people, and yet here we are, Samoa Joe. You know what I mean? Samoa Joe and AJ Styles in a WWE ring. It's unbelievable. And now, you know, you talk about all the progress that the women have made. Like, for me, I've been here for the past 11 years, so I've seen instances where, you know, people are expected to go out and have a good match, and they might end up going over their time, and it was always the women's time who got cut, you know, and just habitually, you know, you'd have women going out there, and it'd be like 2-minute matches, 3-minute matches, and it's like, how are you expected to get over? How are you expected to you know, gain any kind of like stardom or, you know, or fans when you're not having the actual time to do it, you know? So it was definitely a problem. And now to see the progress, like you were saying, seeing people like Ronda Rousey being a lifelong WWE fan, and now she's in the ring and, you know, at WrestleMania, like it's awesome. It's so great, man. Like, you know, the first ever women's Money in the Bank, or the first ever women's, you know, Royal Rumble. And it's just, it's awesome because there's so much talent out there and so many women who are deserving of being in that position. And the fact now that WWE has embraced this as a time to give them that platform to shine, it's an amazing thing. And I think when people look back at this time, like, you know, they'll realize how special it was and like what a turning point it was. And I'm just really happy that I'm actually like living it, you know, and I've seen from where it came and where it is now and where it's going. So just awesome. So happy for all of them. So happy for Becky. So happy for Charlotte, you know, Naomi, all the girls. I mean, even in the women's Royal Rumble this year, you had people showing out, you know what I mean? So it was just awesome to see. And it's awesome to I'm just very fortunate to like to be able to get eyes on it from this perspective, you know, and be a part of this special time, this era.
Kofi, what do you think about what Becky Lynch is doing right now and the fact that she's, you know, basically made herself one of, if not the most popular stars, you know, anywhere in the company, not just in the women's division? I mean, what do you think about Becky Lynch and, you know, the man persona and how much she's really kind of taken over the programming?
It is amazing. It's awesome because, again, like being backstage, like we have a lot of the same gripes. Like everybody wants to be on top and everybody grinds so hard and not everybody gets the chance. So what you're seeing with Becky Lynch is like it's so real. it's so real because I've seen her frustration in the way that, you know, she was booked and the way that she was treated. And, you know, to see her go out there every single time she goes out, like, it's just, it's raw emotion. It's real, you know, it's very real every single time. It's special, and it couldn't happen to a more deserving person. She's worked so hard. Like, her story is amazing. Like, she got into wrestling and then ended up taking, I think, like 7 years off and then coming back and then getting signed and then having to go through the Performance Center in Orlando and developmental and all that, and then to grind to get to the roster only to be shunned and then having to grind her way back up to where she is now. It really is an incredible story. And like I said, like, she's such a good person, you know, that you love to see when good people get their due. And it's a beautiful thing, man. It's awesome. And I'm excited to see where it goes. Like you were saying, I hopefully it will be the main event of WrestleMania, you know, of not only for the historical aspect, but from the fact that, you know, you have somebody who, you know, wants it so badly, you know? So we'll see, man. You know, we're all watching together, but I love where it's going. I love the way things are going right now. So we'll all stay tuned and find out.
Kofi, really quick, just because you mentioned that one of the very cool things about modern WWE right now and a company that, you know, is kind of firing on all cylinders right now is the acquisition of all this new talent, right? And you see guys like, you know, Finn Balor was somebody that a lot of people never thought, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kevin Owens, these guys that all seemed like fantasies at one point are now ingrained in WWE. And one of the reasons that these, you know, these guys can come and have a place to develop and get introduced to the fans before taking off on the main roster is obviously NXT. Now, NXT in its current form was not around when you were coming up 11 years ago. What do you think of NXT? Do you watch takeovers? Are you, you know, actively watching the product? And just how different do you think your career would be? And how different is WWE now with the, you know, the introduction of the NXT system?
Well, I think it's kind of twofold, right? So I love the fact that WWE is definitely taking note. And when I first came up, it was almost like a bad thing to have wrestled on the independents. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a thing where it's like, oh, you don't want to be too indie or this and that. And now you look at NXT and most of the guys are names from the independents. So I'm glad that somebody came around and was like, hey, these guys are really talented. Let's get them under the umbrella and see what they can do. And I think it's awesome for them to have this platform to shine, especially NXT pretty much being its own brand. You know, I don't know how I would have done. I would like to think that I would have excelled, you know, based on my work ethic and you know, how hard I work. But there's a lot of talent down there, man. Like, who knows how it would have gone? You know, there's so many people who have their names their names have been established, and they come in and they're kind of able to start kind of with a leg ahead, you know, kind of getting a head start on people. Because I didn't really wrestle on the indies. I was only wrestling for about 8 months before I got signed by WWE. So, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? Who knows how it would have gone? But I do think that the guys in NXT definitely have a unique opportunity. It's more competitive than ever. Number one, to get on the show down there and then to get called up and then get on the show up here. But it's all about the grind, man. Like, it all makes it worth it in the end. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like you were saying, I think, you know, not to go off on too much of a tangent here, but like, I remember the first time that I met Samoa Joe and AJ Styles. We actually had a signing for the video game, and I think it was an EB Games convention or something like this. And at the time, I think somebody from a WWE roster had gone to like a different brand, and then they ended up getting fired because they were on TV on that brand. You know, they were in the crowd and they were filmed. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't kosher to cross streams, you know. So I remember we had our game come out, and then TNA had their game come out. And I remember wanting to go say what's up to AJ and to Samoa Joe and stand in front of that table, you know, because he didn't want me to be photographed in front of like that game. You fast forward 5 years, and actually it was even cooler than that, was that AJ and Samoa Joe came over to my table just to say what's up, you know. So I always thought that that was the coolest thing. But like I said, it wasn't like, it was very taboo to be seen with somebody in another company. So the fact that they're here now, you know, that when you saw Samoa Joe in like NXT, it just, it's crazy, you know. So just a nod and a tip of the cap to progression, you know, and bringing people aboard that have talent and really trying to maximize the roster for the sake of the wrestling fan, you know, because people out there, like I said, pay their hard-earned money to see great wrestling, you know, and we owe it to them to go out there and find the best talent. So yeah, like you were saying, man, it's a real special time in NXT to see guys like Ricochet, and you know, it's awesome. It's just awesome. So the future is definitely bright, to say the least.
Kofi, you mentioned that, you know, the world of wrestling is sort of coming together and there's more, you know, cohesion than there's ever been before, which is awesome to see. And you're right, there was a time, you know, 5-6 years ago when the idea of Samoa Joe and NXT sounded like a dream. Now, there are other wrestling promotions that are established throughout the world and other wrestling promotions that are popping up throughout the world. Just how aware, what is the conversation like? How much is the locker room sort of discussing the other guys out there? I'll just sort of leave it at that. But, you know, there's obviously always going to be competition, new guys, new rivals. You know, what is the tone when it comes to the world of wrestling in WWE? Are you guys sort of closed off to that, or are you aware of what's going on out there?
Yeah, no. I think it's definitely a good thing. When you have competition out there, it just breeds the best form of wrestling possible. You know what I mean? You put a little extra in to make sure that you are the best. I know you're talking about Cody and his group there. I'm real good friends with Cody, so I'm happy for what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome to see somebody that is so talented go off and try to make some history, you know, try to do some things that that are beneficial not only to him, but I think beneficial for the entire industry. Because like I said, I by nature am very competitive. That when there's an ability or an opportunity to compete, then we all, you know, we all like it, you know. So like I said, man, everybody's got to bring their A game, and we'll see where the chips all fall. You know what I mean? So I think, like I said, it's a great thing, and we'll see what happens. You know, hopefully it all works out. I'm sure it all will. But yeah, I think we're all excited about everything.
Kofi, we could talk to you all day, but we won't take up all day. We know you're a super busy man, being an incredible professional wrestler and all that. So I'm going to ask you three quick rapid-fire questions before we talk about all the awesome stuff that we got coming up for Connor's Cure on WrestleMania weekend. But Kofi, really quickly, so you're all incredibly entertaining. You're all funny. You're all magnetic. But who is the funniest? Is it you? Is it Big E? Or is it Xavier Woods? Who is the funniest member of the New Day?
Oh boy, you know what? We got to go with E on this one. He just, his mannerisms and the way we actually, Woods has a gaming channel, for those of you who don't know, Up Up Down Down. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, go subscribe. But me and E played a game of pool on there, and it's probably about a 20-minute video, 10 of which is E celebrating at the end, and it's a must watch. It's probably the best video on Up Up Down Down that's been on there. And I know it's supposed to be a rapid fire question, but you need to go and check out that video and you'll see why I picked Big E as the funniest member.
Kofi, I do know you well, and my next question has to do with Up Up Down Down, because the New Age Insiders also do gaming streams on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, and there's a great debate online and throughout the world and really for decades now, and we're going to have Kofi Kingston settle this once and for all. What is the best 2D Super Mario game? Is it Super Mario Brothers 3 or Super Mario World?
Oh wow!
It's on you.
You know what? I have to go with Super Mario 3. It's got to be 3, and just because it was more groundbreaking at the time, like, yep, even when the movie, what was it, The Wizard came out,
yep,
that was all about Super Mario Brothers 3, you know, and there had never really been, at least since I've been around, a movie that was all about video games. So from the nostalgia factor, I got to go with Mario 3 for sure.
That's the right answer, Kofi, because the fact, yeah, that the fact that that game and Super Mario 1 ran on the same machine is incredible. That game pushed it to the limits, and it gave us Frog Mario, still the greatest power-up,
oh, yeah,
of them all.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's the best,
yeah,
one.
That's right.
It's the best,
yeah,
one. Kofi, last question before we talk about the Connor's Cure stuff coming up in the weekend and we let you go. You once shocked the world, not by hosting WrestleMania, not by your incredible athletic performances at the Royal Rumble, but you shocked the world because one time you were from Jamaica and then you weren't. Have you ever been back to Jamaica, and have you ever tried to trick people with the accent since its departure?
So it's funny you say that. Have I ever been back to Jamaica? I've actually only been there one time.
Okay.
So at the time when I was playing the character, I had never actually been to Jamaica. And it only came about because I listened to Damian Marley's Welcome to Jamrock on the way to a practice at Chaotic and decided that on promo day I was going to imitate Damian Marley. And all of a sudden, like that, it stuck. You know, Malonis and Chase and, you know, and Max and all those guys told me that I had to do that character. So then the Jamaican Kofi Kingston was born. So every now and then I'll talk in the Jamaican accent just for kicks. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, that era is dead. Boom, boom, boom is dead. And Jamaica Kofi is dead. I stick to the twerking now, you know.
I did just like your hips, you I know? Did like your theme. I liked the theme. I didn't understand why, like, a lot of it, but I liked the theme a lot. Like, I think it was catchy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're awesome. That's the difference. Kofi, we've put over Chaotic Wrestling a few times tonight, and there's good reason. The New Age Insiders have obviously been partnering with Chaotic for a long time now, and they really are the standard of pro wrestling on the East Coast. You're an alumni of Chaotic Wrestling, and we have an amazing weekend coming up, WrestleMania weekend, with Chaotic, whether it be the live Chaos for a Cause show Saturday, April 6th. That's at the Rahway Rec Center. We're going to be making a gigantic donation to Connor's Cure, which we know the WWE is really near and dear to your hearts. We're also part of the Connor's Cure WrestleMania tailgate. That is April 7th at MetLife Stadium. You can get your tickets to Chaos for a Cause, a live wrestling event with Chaotic Wrestling, Kofi Kingston's alma mater. That's on chaoticwrestling.com/tickets. You can get the seats to Connor's Cure, WrestleMania tailgate, food, beer, drinks, fun, costumes, championships. Again, gigantic donation. All the proceeds of that to Connor's Cure, fighting pediatric cancer. That's at newageinsiders.com/tailgate. Kofi, now's a great opportunity for you to talk about what Connor's Cure means to you. I know it's a big part of WWE and why fans should get excited if they've never checked out Chaotic Wrestling, why they should add it to their WrestleMania weekend.
Well, Connor's Cure definitely is a very, you know, sentimental, you know, part of WWE for me, for sure, because I had met Connor and he was just one of the best kids ever, huge wrestling fan. And now the fact that we're able to raise money for Connor's Cure and help kids who are struggling and who are sick is a beautiful thing. It's awesome to be a part of. And you know, like you were saying, we go all over the nation and we have little Connor's Cure bracelets that we give to kids sometimes, and you know, we just to see their faces light up and to know that Connor's Cure is making such an impact. I know his family is very proud and he would definitely be proud as well. Definitely with regard to Chaotic, I've always said this, that they are the best in New England. You know, I would definitely not be where I am today if it wasn't for Chaotic. I was very, very lucky to have trained under Mike Hollow, and Tommaso was a big guy who, you know, helped me out a lot, and Brian Malonis and Handsome Johnny and Max Bauer and Chase and the Logans. There was such a crop of talent. I know I'm forgetting somebody because, you know, there's just so much good talent around there that helped me out so much. So to see that they are out there and they're still doing it, you know, and they're still doing it to the best of their ability and doing it at such a high level is an awesome thing, and I'm so happy to be an alumni. So people out there who you know, have any kind of doubt, understand that Chaotic Wrestling definitely aims to impress, and yeah, you're definitely gonna have a good time. I can guarantee you that.
And the one person you didn't mention was Brian Fury, so I'm going to do it or he'll fire
and
me.
And Fury,
so,
too. Oh,
Brian,
yeah.
There it
come
is.
On now.
If,
yeah,
you, yeah. If somebody didn't say it, he'd fire me. So I'm just covering my butt, Kofi. I hope you understand.
I knew I was going to forget somebody. There was too much talent, man. I was so lucky.
That's definitely the right answer. And none on the alumni page that does include Tommaso Ciampa and Darren Young and Sasha Banks. None are more impressive, none are more entertaining, and none are more, we're more excited to talk to than Kofi Kingston, WWE superstar from the New Day. Thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call, Kofi. You're obviously welcome here anytime. I hope you have a fantastic year, a fantastic run through WrestleMania, and maybe we even get to catch up with you WrestleMania weekend. Maybe you can stop on by Chaotic Wrestling and give us a wink.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll
hopefully
see you.
Yeah, I heard Tommaso's gonna be there, you know, so we'll see. I don't even know what my schedule is like, but if I do have the time, I'll definitely make an effort to come out and stop by.
Yeah, I want to make sure it's a very high pressure answer that you give us right now. So No, but Kofi, again, thank you so much. You guys are doing outstanding things, and you're welcome here anytime. Kofi Kingston, thank you so much for giving the New Age Insiders a call.
Right up. Thank you.
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
It's sponsor time here at the New Age Insiders.
Yeah, see, I shouldn't say this out loud. They're foolish, because I would put over Dungarens for free, because I really do enjoy it. And if it's Thursday, if you're listening to the New Age Insiders live, which is usually Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, well, if you're listening live, there's definitely still time. And hey, if it's Thursday morning, you're on your way to work, you're checking out the New Age Insiders, hey, dummy, it's Valentine's Day, and there's still time to book a table at Dungarens. Let them know that the New Age Insider sent you, by the way.
Right. We know that people out there don't have plans yet, you last-minute people.
Everybody's a last-minute person.
Exactly. And so if it's Valentine's Day, and here's the thing. Let's say it's Friday, right? You're listening in your car.
And you forgot.
It's a perfect time to go to Dungarens and make sure that you get nice and drunk so she might forgive you, because they have the best drinks.
But it's also high class enough. But reasonably priced.
Right, so you don't get drunk, you get intoxicated? Is that what it is? No,
right.
But in all honesty, there's still plenty of time to book if it's your Thursday morning for Valentine's Day or your whoops, I'm sorry, but I still love you dinner at Dungarens. And I do recommend all the mixed drinks. There's craft beer on draft and some amazing mixed drinks. That is the reason that I go out at all, because I'm usually a shut-in. But Dungarens gets me out because they have incredible drinks. Again, Valentine's Day is either here or you missed it. Either way, a great excuse to get down to Dungarens, a bar that is foolish to pay us because we love them for free and is completely New Age Insiders approved.
Retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Mikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
The Royal Rumble has come and gone, and it's officially Mania season again, which means it's tailgate time. The Mania Club tailgate party takes over the parking lots of MetLife Stadium for the fourth annual event benefiting Connor's Cure on Sunday, April 7th. This year, for the cost of just $70, your ticket price will benefit Connor's Cure and aid in the fight against pediatric cancer, and includes all-you-can-eat food, all-you-can-drink beer, soda, juice and water, a music DJ, a live interactive WrestleMania pre-show featuring the New Age Insiders, special guests, and more. There will also be several raffles, and participation in our legendary cosplay contest for your chance to win some amazing prizes is highly encouraged. Underage? No worries. The Mania Club Tailgate Party is a family-friendly event, and all the previously mentioned, minus the alcoholic beverages, are included for just $40. Tickets are available right now via links available through the Mania Club Facebook page, at Mania Club WWE on Twitter, or by visiting newageinsiders.com/tailgate. The official parking lot number will be announced very soon, so stay tuned for the final location, which will be closer to the big event than ever before. Once again, join us April 7th from 11 to 4 on Mania Sunday for the ultimate tailgate party with the Mania Club, with proceeds benefiting Connor's Cure. We'll see you there.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling, from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner, Jamie J. Mikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Maltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
We're about 45 minutes into this bad boy, and I feel like I haven't done anything.
Yeah. Thanks for contributing.
Look, here's the thing. We all know that I have errands.
You're in for the free ride that is the New Age Insiders Express.
Yeah, I don't do jack shit for this.
You were plowing. It's okay.
I was.
And to anybody out there asking live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV or in the comment section or on Twitter, I'm sure. Shout out to Clockworth Clone, who subscribed with Twitch Prime. Huge shout out to you, man. Thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and
thanks to everybody saying that you enjoyed the interview.
And J_ Pollon Jr.
Yep.
He subscribed straight up.
I feel bad because Jamie's shout out got cut because we patched together question one. I mentioned, Jamie had silly questions at the end of question one, but then we patched it together. And for anybody that's yelling at me on Twitter, like I said, on the comment section or whatever we are, in whatever space and time, we got the chance to talk to, you were in another nebula, to talk to Kofi before his unbelievable hour-long Iron Man match performance, or Iron Man-like match performance, gauntlet match performance.
He wrestled for an hour.
We would have asked him about that. So thank you to Nando and everybody out there that enjoyed it. And to most underrated, 92.
The funniest part is that jerk, he totally knew he was going to go out there and do that.
He did. He actually did know that because we sent him a message and we're like, hey, how tight is your time? And he goes, I got a wicked long match tonight, so I got to go talk to people about it at 3:30. And we're like, all right, then we're done at 3:30.
Yeah.
And so he did know, but we would have definitely asked him about that, but we got a chance to talk to him Tuesday morning, the afternoon, and he wrestled Tuesday night. It's called SmackDown Live. If it was still SmackDown taped, we would have asked. But here we are. So we hope you enjoyed hearing from Kofi Kingston. It's always awesome. You know, the things that I pulled out of that really quick are I agree with him that Becky Lynch is a star.
Yeah.
And her story is incredible. And he mentioned AEW. I didn't say it. He did. Nobody said AEW, but he said Cody. I didn't. I was vague. He went there. And it is interesting to know that he's just the vibe back there is just you know, competition's a good thing. Let's see how this plays out. And I really do think, and I'm not going to put words in his mouth because he was very eloquent and he had 30 minutes.
Re-listen to the interview.
Right. Yeah. But I think there's a general vibe back there of a lot of very competitive people. They are athletes that are if you think that you're going to come knocking on the gates, bring it on. Because I do think that, look, for better or worse, no matter what you think or what they think or what wrestlers think or what everybody in the middle thinks, there is sort of a varsity letter kind of thing that comes with being a WWE superstar. You know what I mean? Are there people like Baron Corbin and Randy Orton who tend to be a little more pompous about that varsity letter than some? Yes. You see a guy like Kofi that's just competition's cool. I like Cody. Let's see what happens. But there is sort of a scoreboard thing. It's you know me. I think the Young Bucks can never be called the greatest tag team of all time until they win the WWE tag titles. That's a big thing for me. It matters to me. And so that's that varsity thing.
Well, the interesting thing is especially coming from a guy like Cody, right? Because the Young Bucks are the quote-unquote best tag team in the world. Right? That's what a lot of people say. But who would you say is the best tag team in WWE? A lot of people would say
The New Day. Right.
Right? And so, there's a lot of competition there where it's all right, so the quote-unquote greatest tag team on the planet just started their own wrestling promotion. Well, the WWE's best tag team might want to say something about that.
And not only that, you want to talk about, hey, you're three guys over there with a lot of hype and attention, yeah. And we're three guys over here with a lot of hype of attention.
Oh, well, and the stuff...
There's your match.
Well, right. Everybody in the universe wants to see that, especially after the stuff that happened over the summer with Xavier Woods and Kenny Omega in the Street Fighter thing. And that being on Being the Elite, which is funny because we've now officially had our second person on the show that's been on Being the Elite.
Yeah.
I guess third, because technically Cody's been on there too.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they were talking about what type of competition they could do, and they were like, let's play 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Woods. I think Woods just goes, or we could wrestle.
Yeah. Right. Which... I didn't ask him, but it's kind of one of those things where after you do an interview, you go, oh, I wish I did, where you kind of go like, hey, do you want that more? Do you wish that WWE did have a looser door policy when it came to work with other people? Like, look, I'm not expecting them to have some sort of like big, gigantic crossover pay-per-view and put over AEW in their infancy.
That's stupid.
But at the same time, it's like, do you wish they did?
Yeah.
Would you have preferred they did? Do you want them to? You know what I mean?
Right.
Would you, if given the opportunity, would you... want to kind of see what's out there in the world around you?
I think
most of them would.
The thing that I would have asked, because unfortunately I was out doing errands and wasn't able to ask this, the big thing is on Up, Up, Down, Down, he mentioned it, and you spoke about Mario. Well, Kofi Kingston considers himself to be the best Madden player in WWE.
Sure.
And I want to see how good he is, because at one point... I was ranked, so I want to see how good he is, and I would have challenged him WrestleMania weekend a game of Madden.
You should have sent that in. And as we see a big spike in numbers, it's because Kofi Kingston shared the link. And so welcome to all the people that are probably checking out the New Age Insiders for the first time on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Hello.
Thank you to Kofi Kingston for sharing the link, and because you probably came to talk about Kofi Kingston. He was live and joined the New Age Insiders. We are also on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play for all your podcast needs. You can hear everything that happened with Kofi Kingston as well, but we're still talking WWE. And what do you make of... So here's the thing about like Kofi Kingston's performance, right?
Right.
Let's swing it back to WWE and let's swing it back to Kofi Kingston specifically, right? Because here's the thing about that performance, right? You go out there and you see Kofi Kingston go out there and wrestle for an hour and blow the world's socks off, and Kevin Owens goes on Twitter today and goes like, you know, you're the best. And a lot of people just genuinely have said, this is not a new thing where you see people say like, oh yeah, no, Kofi Kingston's one of the best wrestlers in the world. That this is not new information.
Right.
And so like, look, just to throw it out there, the idea that Kofi Kingston is now like going to the Elimination Chamber, right? If WWE came out, which they did, and had the McMahon stand there and say, it's a new WWE, we're all about change. Now, the truth of it is, there are certain things that have changed, and quite frankly, there are certain things that I don't think have shifted as quickly as people would have liked.
Right.
It's still a month in, there's time. But here's just a real thing I want to throw at you, and it might sound kind of, you know, like throwing something at the wall, but how big a chance does Kofi Kingston have to be the WWE champion? And should it be, and should the answer be higher than it probably actually is?
So the answer is yes, it should be higher than it actually is. But this is the moment that somebody like Jinder Mahal didn't get, right? So one of the issues, because there were quite a few, but one of the issues why Jinder Mahal was so vehemently rejected was that he went from a comedy joke wrestler to the WWE champion. And there wasn't anything in the transformation from joke to champion that made you go, yeah, that guy can play at that level.
Right.
Whereas I think everybody's seen Kofi and seen him do fun things as a part of the New Day in the Royal Rumble. He's been an Intercontinental Champion. He's been a United States Champion. He's been a Tag Team Champion. And you've seen him compete at that level before at a championship level, but never at a WWE championship level. Well, now you throw him in a match and put a spotlight on him like you did with Seth Rollins, right? Earlier last year on Raw, the night before, they made a huge deal about his Iron Man performance, right? And Kofi Kingston goes in there and beats the WWE champion in Daniel Bryan. He beats Samoa Joe, and he ultimately takes AJ Styles to the limit and loses.
Sure.
And I think Jeff Hardy was in there, too. I think he beat Jeff Hardy as well, right? No. I forgot the order. But the point is that Kofi Kingston went in there and proved that he could hang with all of the main event players.
Yeah.
And now if we're sitting here today looking at that going, yeah, that was an okay match and that was fine or whatever, then I don't think anything changes in the star power of Kofi Kingston. But you gave him the opportunity. He went out there and proved that he could. And so, yeah, do I expect him to win the Elimination Chamber on Sunday?
Right.
No, I don't. But, yeah, could he beat somebody for that championship?
I just think it's Kofi. The reason, and I understand that, look, it's sort of like a pie in the sky kind of idea, not because Kofi Kingston's not good enough, obviously. It's just because it's just sort of like we see how these things have kind of slotted out as far as what Daniel Bryan might be doing WrestleMania season. At the same time, there is no clear-cut opponent for Daniel Bryan right now. Kind of feels like it's going to be AJ Styles again, which is fine. We are spoiled rotten to the idea of just being like, oh, AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan again. That's an outstanding match. All I'm saying is, like, look, if WWE wants to, the reason it just seems like it's a good enough time to bring up the point is any that if WWE wants to, like, make a slam dunk statement that goes, things are getting shaken up around here.
Right.
Putting the championship on somebody unexpected is a great way to show people things are changing. And Kofi Kingston is as good as anybody on the list of like, whoa, they put the belt on that guy, and that's incredible. Because Kofi Kingston's performance on Tuesday, as a lot of people on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV are saying, we're watching you, we see you out there.
Right.
They're right. This is, again, this isn't new information. Kofi Kingston didn't become a good wrestler Tuesday. He's been this good the whole time.
Well, and you gave him the platform to showcase. You gave that athlete the chance with the ball, and he didn't disappoint. And so, yeah, I don't expect, like I said, I don't expect him to win the WWE Championship on Sunday, right? But if you don't have a clear-cut Daniel Bryan is facing person X at WrestleMania,
yeah,
I think Kofi Kingston definitely did enough on Tuesday to warrant at least the consideration to be Daniel Bryan's WrestleMania opponent.
Sure. Soul Garage 73, Gary's listening live. Mania Club tailgate party is going to be amazing. Gary, we love you. You guys are awesome. So let's go ahead and shift gears a little bit to our second topic. And to anybody out there that's listening live, Kofi Kingston was in our first segment. He gave us a call. But again, you can hear right here, back here on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We'll do a replay. But as well as Twitch, iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we are up there at New Age Insiders. And the first half of the show is Kofi Kingston. But stick around, because we're going to be talking about something that I bet you've been talking about if you're a wrestling fan, which is Charlotte Flair's inclusion into WWE Raw. They're not WWE. Raw's Women's Championship match at WrestleMania. As we stand today, and of course, as we talk about the whole thing, things are going to be changing and all that stuff. But right now, Becky Lynch is suspended for 60 days, and right now, Charlotte Flair is Ronda Rousey's opponent at WrestleMania. So, obviously, as we unroll this whole thing, we will talk about all the ins and outs. I think every logical wrestling fan expects this to change. But we do have a poll up, and we are live for a reason during these shows. The poll will be up for a week. So even if you can't listen live on Wednesdays on newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiderstv like you should, the poll's up for a week. So please go ahead and vote at New Age Insiders on Twitter. The three choices for Charlotte Flair being added to the Women's Championship match at WrestleMania are you love it, you hate it, or you get it. Because to me, you like the decision, hey, I like Charlotte, I'm happy she's here. Hey, I hate this, I wish it was just Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey. Or I understand it. I don't really feel one way or the other, but I get why they're doing it. Those are your three choices. Right now, I get it is winning at 42%.
Yeah, good.
But more people hate it than love it at 38% to 20%. And so that poll is live and active. And if you're listening anytime within a week of us being live on Wednesday, you can get your voice out there as well. And if the polls could be longer than a week, I would. But here we go. And so Kofi Kingston's talking to Malonis, and we love you both, and we hope you're having a good time. So, and again, Kofi Kingston was the first half of the show. iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, all podcast platforms. Stick around. We're going to be talking about Charlotte Flair. So on the show, on Monday Night Raw, what we saw was Becky Lynch was suspended for 60 days, which overlaps WrestleMania. So right now on the show that we're watching, Becky Lynch will not be at WrestleMania, and Charlotte Flair will be taking her spot. So what do you think about what they've done so far, the fans' reaction, where we're going, just all of it that comes with Charlotte Flair being part of this
I
match?
I love it. I love it so much because you are maximizing the opportunity that you have in front of you. And by you, I mean WWE. They're maximizing it, right? you look at Becky Lynch and she is the outlaw, the anti-hero. She is Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? With red hair or hair in general, depending on how you look at it. And by not giving her what she deserves, makes the fan base that's already ravenous for her to get hers even more ravenous because you're stopping her from getting hers.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you do it? Well, the entire lead up has been you refuse to give Becky her due and you keep giving things to Charlotte. So yeah, of course Vince McMahon goes out there on Monday night and goes, yeah, no, I don't accept your apology. I'm the biggest bad guy to ever biggest bad guy in wrestling. And I'm going to do it one more time. And you're out, you're suspended, and you're suspended just long enough so that you can't be at WrestleMania, and Charlotte's going to take your place.
Here's a point that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about, but I think it's really needs to be kind of thrown into the conversation, which is I don't think WWE, as much as, so you love Becky Lynch, right?
Right.
We all love Becky Lynch, right? Which is awesome. But here's the other side of the coin to that is that I really don't think WWE wants you to hate Ronda Rousey.
Right.
I don't think they mind if from time to time she's the bad guy or whatever. But I think this sort of like what I think their fear here is that she is going to get eaten alive like Batista did.
Right.
And so she isn't quite strong enough to stand on her own 2 feet against the crowd with a microphone in her hand. Not in the ring, but with a microphone in her hand, she's had some trouble. And I think that they're afraid that you're going to hate Becky Lynch for the next 2-3 years when they don't want you to Ronda Rousey for the next 2 years or so, when that's not what they're looking for here. They want you to, they, and so what Charlotte Flair can come along and do is consume a lightning rod, a lot of that anger.
Right. Well, there's also, it's very similar to, there's a bunch of different storylines that we can kind of pick from history, right? And right now I'm getting a lot of the same vibe from the WrestleMania 2004, right? With Triple H and Shawn Michaels and he who shall not be spoken of, Chris Benoit, right? The whole gimmick with that was that Triple H was the champion and Chris Benoit had earned the right to face Triple H. He had earned the right to face him because he had won the Royal Rumble. And Shawn Michaels was like, no, I need to be in this, and weaseled his way in.
Yep.
So it's similar in that regard where Becky is like, no, I won the Royal Rumble. I should be in this match. And everybody else is being like, no, it's actually got to be this person because you don't really deserve it. And again, it incites the crowd. The crowd is, or because if the authority is keeping them down, and not in the same way that we've seen in the past of, you know, the corporation or the authority in this like looming all evil for the sense of being evil. It's like, no, Vince McMahon came out with real character motivation. No, you slapped Hunter and you punched my daughter. No, I'm not going to stand for that.
You don't get rewarded.
You don't get rewarded for that.
Right.
And so it makes his decision relatable. He has Flair, and it's setting up for the birthday party that you know she's going to crash with some sort of truck.
Right, and here's the other thing, too. And so you got to understand that when it comes to WrestleMania, right, with WWE, and I understand that, you know, if you're a hardcore fan, like we're hardcore fans. By hardcore, I mean that we watch every single week, we know exactly what's going on, and we care, right? So that's what I mean by hardcore. I don't mean, like, waiting at the airport hardcore. That's a whole other class of weirdo.
That's stalking.
Right, exactly. I'm talking about just, like, look, if you watch the program more often than you don't, if you watch 3 out of 4 Raws a month at least, I consider you to be more hardcore than most, certainly not a
if
casual.
You're listening to this show, we
right,
love you.
Right, if you listen to wrestling, if you're wrestling experience continues beyond the TV, then you're a hardcore wrestling fan because that's where we are, right? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Thank you for being you. But the point is that
also look, follow us on Twitch.
I understand why wrestling fans that are in that category like we are wish that WrestleMania was catered what they would say is a little bit more specifically to them. But here is the thing that I need to urge you, and I'm not telling you this to be a jerk and I take no pleasure in it, but it's just sort of like the way it is, and I think it's extremely applicable. Guess how many times CM Punk went on last at WrestleMania? Zero. Because what Vince McMahon assumed, and quite frankly what Vince McMahon assumed correctly, was the average person, guy down the street, hey, who are you, has never heard of CM Punk, and they've definitely heard of The Rock. And should they have had a rematch? No. And should CM Punk have gone on last once? He really should have. And CM Punk versus John Cena is definitely a WrestleMania main event that should have happened. No argument, but guess what? It didn't, for better or worse, because Vince went with the star power. Now, hear me out. The star power here is Ronda Rousey, and she is not going anywhere. But the idea is this. Vince McMahon is trying to sell the casual person that doesn't watch Raw, that might watch Raw at a bar, but right. would watch WrestleMania with his buddies. And so here's what he's going to do in two moves. He's getting two. Here's the two birds he's going to feed with one scone.
Oh, PETA. Sweet PETA reference.
Remember that PETA reference? Remember that?
Two birds with one scone.
Here's what he's going to get done in one stroke, right? He is going to have the name value that we've been talking about for months, which is right. Ric Flair's daughter versus Ronda Rousey, that star power that counts. And here's what he's going to get to do. Even if it's a retread, and quite frankly, it might be, but there's a significant chance that Becky Lynch, for example, beats Stephanie McMahon in the opener of WrestleMania to get in the triple threat match to win the championship in the main event.
5 years ago.
Now, did they do that with Daniel Bryan? They sure did. But guess who didn't watch? Guy at the bar. And here's the other thing, too. If you're introducing, again, there's a casual audience that comes in and they go, hey, I've heard of Ric Flair, so that's his daughter. I've definitely heard of Ronda Rousey. Who's this person? And they go, oh, this whole show's about her tonight.
Right.
And she gets some sort of hero's way into the match and then triumphantly wins.
Yeah.
If you've never heard of Becky Lynch before, which some people that don't watch every week have not, that is a fantastic introduction to her and a way for you to fall in love with her. I promise you, everyone that's so mad that Becky Lynch isn't going to get her moment, the moment is the win. And there's no way she doesn't get the win. Well, everything's going to be fine.
Also, the entire world's crashing down around her. It's more impressive that she beats Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair in the same night than just one. Just one of them.
And,
so.
And F-San-9 says casual guy isn't sticking around. You're right. But here's the thing. For the diehards, you're still going to get what you want. Becky Lynch is still going to win.
Right.
I'm not telling you why Charlotte's going to win. I'm just telling you why she's there.
Right. Well, and it's also, that's the spectacle, right? The entire show has been built around these three, right? Like, everybody that just is blinded by Becky and what she's doing is ignoring the fact that the entire first half of the story is between Becky and Charlotte, and then because she can't go at Survivor Series, Charlotte gets introduced to Rousey, and so now Charlotte's
been here the whole time.
Charlotte's been in the story the whole time. This is the ending to the story. Becky has to beat both of them to ultimately be to prove that she's the man.
Yeah,
right. That's the story.
Yes, and they're actually telling one.
It's phenomenal, and that's the thing. And
they're
and,
actually
and
telling
there
one.
Are a lot of fans that are just blinded by the fact they're just blinded by the fact that it's like
they're not used to it.
Right. Well, there's that. Also, there's my new thing. I brought it up on Late Night Liam last night, and which you can find on the New Age Insiders Pop Network. Which is, if you think Becky Lynch is not actually in the main event of WrestleMania for these women, then it might be a little too real for you.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I here's the blessing in disguise, if you even think it's wearing a disguise. She's going to do something of great spot with that presents a great spotlight,
yeah.
comes with great spotlight, to get into the main event and then win it. That's almost better than, like, and I know I'm going to put just in air quotes, just winning the Royal Rumble. You know what I mean? Because,
right.
you know, people just win the Royal Rumble every year. You know what I mean?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Right, exactly. Right, both of them. They're both good examples. And so instead of like, and even if she went on to win, unlike they did, right, you still like, people win the Royal Rumble every year. The fact that you're going to like be suspended and break
right.
the wall down and
she's gonna travel down to Ric Flair's birthday party with a Guinness truck.
She's living like a Die Hard movie where she's like, who do I have to kill and shoot and break down and kick and smash to get what I need? This is not a bad thing if you're a Becky Lynch fan. This is a very, very good thing. And look, I understand. I'm not gonna dismiss people that say they wish it was just Lynch versus Rousey because Charlotte seems to be in all of these big women's matches. Okay, that is not an inadmissible point. But I'm telling you that as much as it might bite, You are watching a company that put The Rock in the main event twice, 10 years after he retired, instead of CM Punk. And that's how this goes. Star power.
And
star
power, star here's power, the other power. Thing. Here's the beyond that, the thing that you also need to put in is that Charlotte is one of your best women, right? So having one of your best women inserted into this match will only make it better, right? Because if you're going to put on Becky Lynch last, right? Because that feels like what we're doing, right? The plan is to have Becky Lynch go on last, which is the right call and what they should do. I don't want to put in the X factor of Ronda Rousey versus Becky not being maybe the best that we could get. But if we insert Charlotte, there's enough dance partners in there at enough of a high level that it's going to be good and minimize the potential clunker factor.
You could not be more right. Because here's the thing. Becky Lynch, very, very good. Ronda Rousey, very good. Right? But here's the thing. This match is constructed to be through story, right? Oh my God, we're talking about story. But constructed through story, this match is really designed to break down to be a brawl.
Yeah.
Because Ronda Rousey is a kick-ass fighter and really mad.
Yep.
And Becky Lynch is a wrestler, is a kick-ass fighter that's really mad. And you're right. In theory, this match should just be them rolling around and punching each other. It should be a bar fight, right?
Right.
And so the construction of a match that could go on and let's just say it. This match is going to go on last at WrestleMania. You are the first, you three are the first three women's presidents in history. And yeah, people are going to watch you extra close because you're the first three. And this match is historic. And look, the main event of WrestleMania is always under a microscope, but you're making history and you're going to have Michael Cole beat me over the head with how historic this is. People are going to watch this match is what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And so, yes, would Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey be good? I really do believe it would be good all on its own. But to be like WrestleMania main event constructed a certain way to tell stories and be all it can be. Yeah, I need Charlotte to go in there and kind of quarterback this thing. And the way that I described it on Twitter was she's going to bring wrestling to a brawl. Because you're right. Instead of just having it be nothing but fists and hip tosses and Ronda Rousey just beating the crap out of her and hopefully rolling around and doing the same to each other, is now Charlotte's going to be like, no, I'm over here to wrestle and I'm going to kind of throw this whole thing in. And here's the yeah, but that I'll give you, okay? The point remains to be seen. So I'm not going to vilify WWE for something they haven't done yet, but I do think that Lynch should beat Rousey.
Right.
And I have a feeling she's going to beat Charlotte. And that's the only kind of but about it, is that it's an exclamation point. It's two exclamation points if you have Becky Lynch beat Ronda Rousey. It just is to me. It's like an extra stamp. But there's no doubt that she's going to wind up getting into this match. There's no doubt that she's going to wind up winning. And everything's going to be okay. And, like, look, Charlotte Flair is the biggest wrestling star in the women's division and only second to Ronda Rousey. Because, she is on her own. And allow me to say it. On her own, Charlotte's outstanding. She's a real athlete. She's excellent. She is very, very good. It's not about, it's not nepotism. But, real talk, she's Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah.
And that sentence sells. Because guy at the bar that doesn't know anything about modern-day WWE, Ric Flair's daughter wrestles? Oh, that's interesting. The only reason you might have watched 1 minute of women's boxing in your life is because Muhammad Ali's daughter was so good at it. Period. The only reason is because what was it, Layla Ali, that was the women's boxer, and that sells because who's fighting tonight? Two women you've never heard of. Oh, okay, no, thank you. Who's fighting tonight? Muhammad Ali's daughter. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh yeah,
is she any good? Let me see how Muhammad Ali's daughter boxes. I'll check that out for a second. And that really is the difference. Who's Ronda Rousey fighting? Someone you might never have heard of. Oh, okay, but I promise she's great. Okay. Or Ric Flair's daughter. And you go, oh, that's interesting. And I'm telling you, I think that Becky Lynch is fantastic No. Who's arguing that?
Right.
There's just a star factor that I understand them wanting to insert. We're at over 300 votes. The poll is not even been up that long. We're at over 300 votes. This is going to do well. So far, it's getting closer. 42% of the people out there get it. You can love it, hate it, or get it. With Charlotte Flair being added to this match, 42% get it, 39% hate it, and 19% love it. There's still plenty of time to vote. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, we are live every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Huge shout out to Kofi Kingston for joining the New Age Insiders live tonight.
Yeah, and I still challenge you to Madden.
We're going to keep the conversation rolling because it's WrestleMania season. There's lots of stuff going on, and we're going to keep it going over to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. That's where you can find 5 exclusive shows a month, daily rewards, tons of fun stuff. If you like what you heard here, subscribe. If you have Twitch Prime through Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. Again, NewAgeInsiders.com, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We see you all here. Thanks for coming along because Kofi said so.
Yeah,
consider subscribing. We really do appreciate it. And now we're jumping over to patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. If you joined in and you were like, hey, where's Kofi? Because you jumped in late. He's the first half of the show. iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, Google YouTube. Play, YouTube. It'll be available on
NewAgeInsiders.com.
NewAgeInsiders.com. Wherever you get your podcasts, it will be there. Is there anything you guys would like to get out before we jump on over to Patreon and keep the stream going?
Yeah, head on over to NewAgeInsiders.com. We have a ton of content out there all the time, including the Striker Cinema series, where I am doing a rewatch and a deep dive back into the Marvel Cinematic Universe ahead of Captain Marvel releasing in the first week in March.
And released this morning, we were live on Twitch last night. It was Late Night Liam every Tuesday, 10 p.m. We discussed Kareem Hunt signing with the Cleveland Browns and the first look at Will Smith's genie in the upcoming Aladdin. So definitely go check that out as well.
Awesome. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. We're going to keep it going. Talk more about Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Talk about the road to WrestleMania, how things are just sort of shaping up in general. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders. Thanks so much again to Kofi Kingston for joining us live. NewAgeInsiders.com/tailgate. ChaoticWrestling.com is where you can get your tickets to Chaos for a Cause and Cold Fury featuring Tommaso Ciampa. ChaoticWrestling.com/tickets. NewAgeInsiders.com/tailgate for the Connors Cure. Amazing WrestleMania stuff that we've got going on. My name has been Jason Maltoff.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. And again, live every Wednesday night right back here. If you like what you heard on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, including during these programs, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. The website, the tickets, the shows, the friends, everything that we've got going on is on NewAgeInsiders.com. As we jump on over to Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, we thank you and Kofi Kingston so much for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.